Off the ball
on News Talk
in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
What a week it has been, though, at Cheltenham. Unbelievable scenes again today. So many Irish winners across the 4 days. Joining me now on the line is John Duggan. John, how's it going?
Great, Kevin. Great week. Hope you're well.
Absolutely sensational week, hasn't it? Gordon Elliott, 8 winners. I suppose I'll start with that. I mean, we maybe should. I'll come to the Gold Cup in a second, but the story of the week again is Gordon Elliott, John. 8 winners, equaling Willie Mullen's record from 2015. Of course, the big ones, Sam Crowe, his Veneer of Charm won from Norway, I suppose. Farclough was the big one, I suppose, today as well. He's had a winner. Again, another great week for Irish racing, beating Great Britain in the Presby Cup 17-11. So, John, what a week. I say what a week it was, but outstanding performance from Gordon Elliott, surely.
Yeah, Gordon and Willie. Willie had 7 winners, and the jockeys as well, Jack Kennedy and Davy Russell, with 4 winners each. But Gordon, it was all about Sam Crowe, wasn't it? It's back to the old days, the 80s and 90s, when we have this one Irish banker, and we're saving up for months, and we're putting it in doubles and trebles. And I think a lot of this is about doubles and trebles.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what race is he going to win, Sam Crowe? And he won so impressively. I spoke to Jack Kennedy after the race, and I said, "Do you ever have a moment's worry?" And he said, "No." And if there's one star to take out of this festival that's not a human being, it's Sam Crowe. I mean, if he stays fit and healthy, where is this guy going to reach? Because he could be a Gold Cup horse, he could win a champion hurdle with that pace, and he's just a machine. And he's probably one of the best novice hurdlers I've seen probably since the Istorak Moscow Flyers days. So, but Gordon has a lot of horses aside from that. I mean, and today even the only Irish winners were Gordon's horses, Farclass and Blow by Blow in the Martin Pipe Hurdle. But every single day, I mean, he didn't have anything on the first day, but he had treble on the second day. Three yesterday as well, and then two today, if I'm right there off the top of my head. But he's got he got great patrons in the O'Learys, and you know, we could see I think nearly all but one of the winners were the O'Learys. They just love the game, and they love the game, and Gordon is very, 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 very astute in terms of how he decides what horses are going to go in which races, what distance suits them. Not that they're getting handicapped in any way, but he's able to place horses in certain races too, like the Storyteller, for example, yesterday in the Plate, and Delta Work as well in the Per Temps. So he's a very shrewd man, and it's great that he won the Martin Pipe race, of course, today, because it was his former boss back in the day. But it's a long way he's come since he had the Grand National winner with Silver Birch in 2007, Kevin, and he's now probably going to win the championship, and it's been a remarkable story over the last year, Gordon Elliott and Meath.
Yeah, so he got the day up and running today, you said, today with that Farclass result today. Again, another Jiggins Town one as well. I say 14 of the 18, of the 28 won at Cheltenham over the 4 days were won by Irish bred horses as well. So that's another stat, I suppose, as well, that's heavily in our favour. Fourth win, as you said there, for Jack Kennedy. But I will go to the Gold Cup, John. Richard Johnson, you know, his first Gold Cup win 18 years ago and looks like trouble today on Native River. What a superb performance all round it was as well. So how did you see the Gold Cup yourself?
I saw it as a really good race between two heavyweights. That's the way I saw it in that ground. That was really tough ground, Kevin.
Yeah.
And it, Native River is a stayer. And to give him his credit, I would have seen him as a handicapper. I would have seen him as a really top-grade handicapper. He won a Hennessy, he won a Welsh National, and he's improved. He was third in the Gold Cup last year behind Sizing John. But he's only had one run this season. He's only 8 years of age, and he's been able to... there's other handicappers in the past, like Cool Ground was one that won the Gold Cup after, I think, winning a Welsh National or being around a place in the Welsh National. Sometimes you can get these handicappers that can progress and become graded horses. Remember Hedge Hunter, I think, was second in the Gold Cup. Native River has done that. And the reason why he's now a graded top, and he deserves this so much, because look at the rest of the horses behind them. There was nothing. They're all out with the washing. And these are good horses. They're out with the washing. Native River and Might Bite, they had it between them really for the last half mile. I thought Might Bite was going to win it. He was cruising. He was jumping well under Nicota Boinville. But once the acid test was the hill, and Native River had enough up that hill, and he drew away to win by 4.5 lengths up that hill. If the going was good, would the result have been different? Possibly. If it was 3 miles, would the result have been different? Possibly. But it's 3.25 miles in that ground, right up Native River Street. But I don't think that's not to take anything away from the horse. I think he's a very good horse. And Richard Johnson, such a gentleman. I think everybody would say that about him. An absolute gent. He had to a bit like Phil Mickelson, Kevin, he had to toil in the shadow, not the shadow, but you know, with alongside his good friend AP McCoy, and you've got Ruby Walsh and a very competitive Wayne Room for many years. And I remember early in his career, he's winning a lot of big races. He won the Champion Chase and Flagship Urals in 2002. He won with the Looks Like Trouble in 2000. Rooster Booster, remember 2003, swinging to win the Champion Hurdle. And it's hard. It's hard to keep it going, especially if you're so successful at a young age, and to come back. This must be so sweet for him tonight.
Yeah. What about as well then the trainer then, Colin Tizard? That was of course the second of his double today, two winners for him as well today. Great training performance, John, as well, because it's about getting the horses ready for these big races. You say maybe with Richard Johnson, getting the horses ready for those big races. John, can you give us any sort of explanation how difficult it is and getting the horses prepared fully for those big races and getting them right at the right time?
It's extremely difficult because I think we've even seen this week with Altior. He was lame and then he came back and he won a Champion Chase. Mm. And Kilbrick and Storm, Colin Tizard was talking about him having pus in his foot. And you're kind of thinking, what's that? And on all the things that have to go right. I mean, when you think about it, this is what, half a ton of a massive beast going to what, 30, 40 miles an hour, but the legs are so fragile. They're just like, you know, porcelain, crystal legs. And they're just a very specifically balanced animal. And to be able to train them and you have to keep an eye on them, and they can get into accidents at home and all of that. But actually to train them right, to get the right amount of gallops into them, to get the right amount of runs into them, to decide what the distance is, decide who the jockey is. It's a pretty remarkable game, and Colin Tizard has been once again a long time at it, and in the last few years he's really flourished with Q Card, of course, one of his major stable stars, Q Card, and Joe of course was a great jockey with Paul Nicholls back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and Joe's taken a big hands-on role now in the yard, and they've had good patrons as well, like the Potts, but you know, he's proven it. Colin Tizard has proven it as a top trainer, King George winning trainer, Gold Cup winning trainer now, and Kilbrick and Storm, that race, that Albert Bartlett race, this is a crazy race.
Yeah.
Every single year you got a 33-1 winner of it, and once again today another 33-1 winner of it.
Yeah, that's somewhere to look for next year. We'll be tipping that one up, I suppose, next year, John. What about as well, John, the big story as well from today, Paul Nicholls, no winner all week, then he wins two out of the last three. There was a little bit of money in the office today as well for three stars, so that one just actually failed to get in there just at the end. But it was Le Prezien that won the race for Barry Geraghty and Paul Nicholls. But it was a great climax to the meeting again that capped off with Nicholls, I suppose, as well, going in quite fittingly, I suppose, as well, with those two winners in the last three races.
I could tell you lots of hard luck stories this week, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Lots of hard luck stories. I finished €20 ahead of 2000. So 1% profit. enough to buy 4 pints in the train to London tonight.
Yeah, so you're on your way back over to London, you're saying, then, are you then today?
For the rugby tomorrow.
Yeah.
So like, I'm blessed. There's somebody looking down on me from heaven. But Pasha de Polder, Kevin, I tipped this last year and it won with Bryony Frost. And I said, no, the ground is gone for this horse. And Harriet Tucker, I think it's only her second ride under rules. I might be wrong there, but I think that's what I read. And apparently she injured her shoulder in the running, and she still managed to win on Pasha de Polder for Paul Nicholls, a 25-1 shot on the Fox Hunters. And then Le Prezien, a lot of money for that, shrewd money, 12s into 15-2 in the Grand Annual, Barry Geraghty. Folks, watch the jockey. The jockey will always tell you generally where he's going, you know. He won the Grand Annual attritional race. Three stars ran very well, but Le Prezien, good to see Paul Nicholls, good to see. I was getting a bit worried, actually. This is a bit strange thing to say, Kevin, but you have a situation where there was actually too many Irish winners in ways. It was getting a bit ridiculous yesterday. You had 15 yesterday with one day to go, and I'm kind of going, okay, can we even this up a bit? Just because I felt like I was in a way Punchestown. I felt like I was in Kildare. But it was good to see Paul Nicholls, who is a great trainer, and these things are cyclical. Yeah, it will swing back in his favour and Nicky Henderson's favour, but good to see him get two winners today.
Yeah, we say that was a remarkable thing as well. I'm going to say that to Harriet Tucker, where she did dislocate her shoulder coming off the last and popped it back in, so that was an amazing one. But how, John, how did you find the 4 days overall then? Is it still that amazing spectacle? Did you get the same buzz that you got when you probably first went to Cheltenham a long time ago now? But did you get that same buzz? Do you get the same feeling that there still is that buzz for National Hunt Racing?
Absolutely, and bigger even still. I think they've done a really impressive job here in the last few years, Kevin, with the facilities.
Yeah.
They've got a new grandstand. I mean, I was there for, Oh, was it Altior the other day? And I was like overlooking the winning post, and of course he's heavily backed. He's around even money. But that roar when he took over from Min coming to the last, and then he goes motors up the hill because he's got great acceleration, that horse. I always loved the newspapers, and the hats and everything going in the air. Do people even bother to retrieve this kind of stuff? You know, just all this stuff going in the air. And it's the same with Native River today. It was just this massive, because Cheltenham, the way it's built, is an amphitheater, a coliseum, as I always say, because the horses come down the hill and they come towards you, and then they reach the bottom of the hill and then they come back up towards you. And that's when the battle is on. And you can just see them in the distance coming towards you, coming towards you, coming towards you, which is a bit different to other flat tracks. Whereas the Grand National, you'll be watching most of it on a screen. But I think with this race course, if you've got a good vantage point, you really see the effort that it takes. That is, I walked that hill. That hill is much more steep than you see on television. And that's why we see Mike Bice, who looked like he was going to win the Gold Cup, struggle up that hill in that ground. But Native River had that stamina to do it.
Yeah, John, that's great stuff. Go and make that train, and good luck tomorrow with the game. All the best.
Kevin, take care. Thank
Thanks
you.
Very much.
Off the ball on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favorite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.